You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. We'll be right back. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
Welcome back to Stags Radio, live at the Snow Stadium, where AFC Totten take on Bristol Manor Farm. And so far, it's the visitors who hold the half-time lead. Current score is AFC Totten 0, Bristol Manor Farm 1. Benjamin Rees alongside Harrison Reed here in the commentary box with pitchside reporter Harry Good. And it looks like there's going to be a half-time change here, Harry.
Sam Griffin will be coming on for Ethan Taylor.
Interesting. So didn't necessarily see Taylor have his most influential first half a little bit, maybe struggling perhaps with the physicality maybe of the Bristol Manor Farm defenders or whatever it was. Certainly didn't have his best game in that first 45.
Not his best game, no, but I don't think it warranted a half-time substitution. It's interesting to see. It's probably tactical. Sam Griffin's got a little bit more height over Ethan Taylor. And is that a new substitution board?
No, we've had that all the time.
Oh, it just looks different from this angle.
That must be it.
And we've got a very low-hanging sun this start of the second half.
We have, and you know, this is how it works, Harrison. It starts high and then it gets lower as the day goes on.
Horrible.
After midday. Yeah, so it's almost right in our face here. Good job I've got the baseball cap on.
Yes, I didn't get that memo.
No, sorry about that. It's going to be Totten shooting from left to right towards Malley's corner in this second half, down 1-0 thanks to a goal midway through the first half from Ben Bambent as that long ball searching for Brett Williams goes out for a throw. Hello to everyone listening on the Podbean. Good to have you along with us as well. And of course, we are keeping an eye on the other fixtures going on around the Southern League Division 1 South, and we will update you with the goals from those games as they go in.
not too many goals for a jam-packed Saturday of Southern League Division 1 South football.
No, if you're looking at the other games involving the playoff teams, 0-0 between Larkhall and Cirencester, 0-0 between Mangotsfield and Froome, and 0-0 between Plymouth Parkway and Winchester City. So goals galore.
Yes, and again, if the score does stay the same here and all the promotion rivals drop points, it'll surely be a chance missed.
Yeah, you felt the same in that in the Larkhall game as well against Barnstable. The Stags have not necessarily been on their best form recently. Tommaso tries to head that one forward. This might fall to Jake Adams. Been able to bring that one down well. And now Jake Adams will have a chance to drive down that left flank. And he's won the throw in there.
Nice. Good work there for Jake Adams down the left.
The moment Sam Griffin is just taking in that spot where Ethan Taylor was on the right-hand side of the attack. Adams on the edge of the area. Goes backwards a little bit here. Lays it off for Adam Tommaso. Looking and surveying options. Wants to shift it out wide to Callum Bourne. Instead goes to Hurst. Lays it back off for Tommaso. Tommaso. Now he finds Bourne on this right-hand side. Turns, looks, puts a left-footed ball in towards the box. Looking for Brett Williams. He wanted to pull the trigger with the volley. But the header was there first. Still not clear. Looking for Griffin. Lays it off to Kasimu out on the left-hand side. Looking to lay it off to Griffin. And Griffin wasn't ready for it. Long ball forward looking for Kai Simpson, but he's not going to be able to keep this one in play. So that will be a throw to the Stags midway through their own half at the start of this second period.
Yeah, just both indifferent. Both had different ideas there, Kasimu and Griffin. Griffin's running away from the ball and had no idea it was coming towards him.
So just under 2 minutes gone in this second half, and you can see that the Stags seem to be starting with a bit more urgency about their play. Just the whole thing just looked a little bit slow and placid in that first half.
Yeah, I couldn't have summed it up better, really.
Here's Jake Adams. Kasimi was making the run, but Adams just couldn't make the pass in time. Kasimi does come back towards the ball and he gets it. And now Hurst tries to turn it over the top, looking for Adams. Adams wants to pull it back into the box and he slipped and lost his footing a little bit as he did so. And he could only steer it behind for the goal kick. But again, Stags starting the second half on the front foot, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they've looked a lot livelier. But again, kind of some of the signs that we saw in the first half just creeping in again there with Jake Adams. Just what looked like he had acres of space to put a ball into the box, gets it all wrong and goes out for a goal kick.
Yeah, just a little bit of a lack of quality at the crucial moments. Perhaps that header from Tommaso is just going to go all the way through back to the home goalkeeper, the visiting goalkeeper, in fact. And as soon as Brett Williams just comes a little bit close, of course, he picks the ball up. We've all seen it done many times before, and we will see it done many times again. John kicks the ball deep. He's looking for Simpson to bring the ball down. Pressure a little bit by Medway. Goes down, but no foul, says the ref. And now Tommaso carries the ball across the halfway line. Lays it off for Kasimu. Trying to pick a pass downfield to look for Williams. Instead, he's taking it on his own. He does brilliantly to keep it in play, and he wins the throw with Ford coming across to hack it out of play.
Yeah, that challenge had to be made there by Joshua Ford. And it put a bit of a damper on what looked like a lively attack there from Tottenham.
Here's Jake Adams trying to turn in the box, but he can't do so. Runs out of room, and it's another throw for Ben Jefford, just inching his way closer to that corner flag.
They're happy to kick the ball straight out of play, aren't they, Bristol Manor Farm? They're happy to just boot the ball out. Doesn't matter about the yards made, just get it out of play, reset, go again.
Yeah, they trust themselves to regroup, get back into shape and back into position. The throw goes short to Adams, plays it back to the captain Medway. Medway out to Adams. He's got Adam Tommaso central, but instead he turns and drives forward himself.
It's more like it.
Here's Jake Adams trying to slip it through to Nathan Hurst. You can see Hurst is definitely showing a lot more attacking intent in this second half.
Again, Kai Simpson nipping in front of one of our centre-halves to get the ball.
And Adams and Tommaso combined to win the ball there in the midfield. It's cleaned up before it goes out of play. And now Rob Flukes will carry it across the halfway line, coming forward. Ooh. And looked like it took a maybe caught it. You got his studs caught in the pitch a little bit there.
I think the ball decided to just jump up at the last moment. We've said how dry this pitch looks, and it's proving to be difficult. You can see the dry mud splashing up every time the ball is played. And
Williams on the turn, shoots from range, oh! Off the post, and it goes wide. How that has gone wide, I don't know. A cross goal, Ben John was beaten. It hit the inside of the right-hand post as we're looking at it, and it's just curled its way past the goal line and wide of the far post. How that has not gone in, I do not know.
I've just been sat here thinking, this is going to take a long-range, spectacular effort to change the game. And we haven't seen many of those from AFC Tottenham in recent weeks. But Brett Williams has got the ball just on the corner of the box outside of the area. He's turned his defender and hit a shot across the goal with his left foot. And it's just hit the inside of the right post, bounced and almost hit the other post, but gone out of play.
It's not the power that's done the keeper there, it's the accuracy. Harry Good, we thought it was a goal here in the commentary box. What was the reaction like from the home dugout?
Well, they thought it was a goal as well as everyone else in the stadium. Everyone else thought it was a goal.
Here's Jake Adams now on the edge of the box, trying to find a little bit of space to get a shot away. Instead, he rolls it back to Nathan Hurst. Hurst wants to go out wide here. He's got Griffin getting involved early in this second half. Can he get a ball into the box? Almost turns it beyond himself. And Callum Bourne, high ball in, looking for Brett Williams. It goes over the head of everyone to Kasimu. Towards the back post, drives it into the side netting. But the Stags, they seem a different side here in this second stanza.
The player on the ball is looking really lively at all times during this opening exchanges in the first half, but we're still lacking movement off the ball. Players are static, they're standing still, waiting for something to happen, waiting for the ball to come to their feet, instead of making something happen themselves.
Here's the ball played over the top for Bristol Manor Farm and Lewis Noyes. It bounced over his head at the first time of asking, but he collected it the second, and he throws it out quickly to Jefford. Jefford tries to scythe one down that left-hand side, but he can't thread the needle. Intercepted by Manor Farm. Now drifting in field is Nielsen, pinched away from him by Bourne. Tommaso lunges into a challenge. Still Manor Farm come forward here with Gosling into the area, and Medway just gets his foot in the way, can't keep it in play, so it goes behind for the corner.
This is so difficult today on such a dry pitch. I know we keep raising it, but it is proving difficult every single moment these players are on the field. The ball just isn't moving the way it should be. And it's with every single touch, there's a little bit of tension to it because the ball's, as I said, it's not going the way it should be.
So first real attacking opportunity of this second 45 for the visitors, Bristol Manor Farm. We've seen they pose a threat from set pieces, and it's rolled out on the edge of the area. Nielsen's shot was way wide, and in the end, Bament just...
offside.
The assistant doesn't seem to agree, and now coming into the penalty area to cut it back, and it's gone right the way through the six-yard box and out for a throw on the far side. Should have been two.
Wow, and it would have been two if Kai Simpson didn't get a small nick on it, and it's just taken the ball away from the player arriving at the back post of Bristol Manor Farm. Wow, another opportunity goes begging for Bristol Manor Farm.
So Stags might be flabbergasted as to how they weren't level in the game, and now Bristol Manor Farm probably wondering how they're not 2-0 up. Try to catch off his line, and wow, Ben Bament very nearly did so, but his effort was tame. And if you're looking at things very brutally, maybe you say that Lewis Noyes always knew that it was going wide of his post, and that's why he left it. There is one second half goal to tell you about in the Southern League Division 1 South, and it's coming the game between Highworth Town and Melksham.
Wow, and Highworth Town have taken a lead early in the second half. A goal from Oliver Case, making it 1-0. Good opportunity here.
Flukes just stops on the ball, goes back to Noyce.
Yeah, Callum Bourne was making a terrific run down this right flank and would have been an acres of space if Flukesy was able to find him.
Flukes, again, Sutton just playing it around at the back at the moment, getting a little bit of space to do so. See if they can pick an aggressive pass downfield. Here's Medway. Captain's armband around his left bicep. Just curls one forward, but it's just going to drift out of play on that far side. Comes to nothing. Bristol Manor Farm throw. Mason Winter has the ball in his arms here. Just under 10 minutes gone in this second half. Harry, have you got something for us?
Dan Sackman's now called Freddie Reed back over from doing his warm-up, so we could be expecting him very shortly.
Could be his change in midfield, as you mentioned. Hurst does well to keep the ball, but he can't find Sam Griffin. The clearance only goes as far as Flukes. Flukes keeps it under control, Wow. And still Rob Flukes has the ball. Tries to turn it round the corner for Jake Adams. He can't quite do so, but Adams holds it up long enough to get Sam Griffin involved. Williams has it now, and he can't find his way through a crowd of bodies. Good drive forward there from Rob Flukes, but you can see maybe why he's a defender and not a midfielder because he just lacked a little bit of quality with that final ball to Jake Adams. Here's Bristol Manor Farm trying to drag the ball across outside the area. Sam Griffin gets back to do some defensive work and the ball goes to Lewis Noyce.
Sam Griffin really has changed the momentum here.
Long ball forward for Williams and he brought it down, but it just ran out of his control and he went through to Ben John. But that would have been a golden opportunity to get behind the Manor Farm defence.
Yeah, great opportunity. It's like watching a basketball game at the moment. Just going back to that point, Sam Griffin really has changed the tempo of this game for AFC Totten.
Here's Kai Simpson drifting out towards the right to put a cross into the box and Callum Bourne just chooses the no-nonsense approach and heads it behind.
Yeah, don't blame him. He had a player arriving behind him in Nielsen. And get the ball out. No nonsense.
There's been another goal at Poulton. Very good on the road, but not so good at home. And it's a goal that AFC Totten fans will almost certainly have their eyes on.
Yes. Wow. And Poulton are finding themselves 2-1 down after taking an early lead over Livingston. And the Stags fans will be aware of this name. Harrison Cable has scored for Limo to make it 2-1.
Yeah, one of a few players out on loan at our New Forest neighbours, as you mentioned earlier, and making it count there as they've come from behind to lead that 2-1. And it's going to have to be a come-from-behind victory for the Stags here.
It's got a nice ring to it, New Forest neighbours.
It does. That's why I pinched it. Thank you. So taking their time with this corner, I'm sure that it's going to be Gosling to whip it in. Indeed it is with his left foot, so it'll be the outswinger.
I'm not sure what he is waiting for.
No, the referee's looking at the penalty area with some intent, but I'm not sure why. Ball comes in and, wow, was nearly flashed into Lewis Noyce's net.
Was that a header or a volley?
I think it was kind of on the volley, dipping past, and it's, we've seen what a problem Josh Ford poses in the air, often with his head, but that time with his boot down the round the side. Looks like Jefford does just about find Kasimu. Hurst looks to clip it over the top for Adams. Adams gets it on the head but can't beat the defender in the midfield. And Hurst, I think he thought about making the challenge, but he knew that he'd been booked and thought wiser of it. And eventually
really? He
is called up for the foul. And I didn't see a huge amount in that. And it looks like Freddie Reid is now going to be coming onto the pitch. Harry Good.
Yeah, for Nathan Hurst, it looks like.
Yeah, so I wonder if perhaps the fact that Hurst has picked up a booking probably plays into Dan Sackman's mind there.
Freddie Reid wouldn't look out of place at Baywatch at the moment with all that water going through his hair.
Yeah, he's just trying to call himself off, slicking his hair back at the moment. So Nathan Hurst, as we suspected, might be the case, coming back from injury, his first start since that 2-0 win at Froome Town. Takes his bow here and Freddie Reid comes on as a replacement. A lot of minutes in Freddie Reid's leg recently and we'll see what an impact he can make off the substitutes bench as the ball forward from the free kick can't be kept in play by Simpson and the Stags will win a throw.
Yeah, nice positive substitution there only 10 minutes into the second half from Totten. As I said, Freddie Reid didn't do anything wrong last week. I think it was purely a tactical decision. Get a bit of height and aerial ability in the midfield. It must be very frustrating for Nathan Hurst coming back from injury and not really setting the world alight today.
Lewis Noyce kicks the ball long and it's just going to go straight. I was going to say into the hands, but actually onto the chest of John, the visiting goalkeeper, who eventually picks it up. There is another goal to tell you about in the Southern League and it has come at the top end of the table at Lark Hall.
Yes, you won't want to hear this, Stags fans, but Cirencester Town have gone 1-0 up through Benjamin Whitehead away at Lark Hall Athletic.
So the Centurions, of course, 1-0 losers here last week. Flipped that scoreline, 1-0 up at Lark Hall. Still no goals to tell you about at Mangotsfield, where the struggling Mangoes take on Froome Town. Here's Flukes looking to clip one over the top for Kasimu. Goes over the defender's head and clearing up behind his forward, puts it out for a throw.
Did you see the bounce of that ball then? It really changed its course just at the last moment after the bounce.
Kasimu, I don't think Griffin was the intended target, but it is Griffin. Looks to curl one in towards the back post, headed out by Bristol Manor Farm. And now they try and hit on the counter with Kai Simpson. He's been forced to take it wide by home captain Harry Medway. Simpson still has the ball being held up. A couple of other players come and join him now in the attack. And Harry Medway wins the ball brilliantly and clears it out for the throw.
Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised that Harry Medway didn't have any backup there. Obviously, already on a yellow card. Doesn't want to make any rash challenges. And he would do with the help from another man or two.
Here's an early ball into the box, and Lewis Noyes is waiting at his front post to collect it. And you know he probably wants to get the play started quickly. So he's just trying to get players out of the way, and he rolls it to Callum Bourne, who's got Sam Griffin in front of him. Instead, he cuts it slightly inside to Kasimu. Kasimu's got space to work with, but he overruns that slightly. Good challenge from Nielsen. Ball cleared long downfield. There's definitely more of a tempo and urgency about the Stags in the second half, Harry.
Yeah, that's what they really want this half. They want their team to get forwards and create chances.
Two out of three changes already made here for the hosts. None yet for the visitors. Here's Ben Jefford. Currently in Bristol Manor Farm territory. Rolls it across to Rob Flukes. Going to bring the ball across the halfway line. He's got Cannonball out wide. That's where he goes, and his ball round the corner. Just lacks that quality on the pass for Jake Adams, and it's out of play.
Yeah, and that gives me an opportunity to make a correction. Harry Medway hasn't been booked. So I obviously revoked the comment about needing backup there.
But you still don't want to be booked anyway.
He did make a questionable challenge early in the first half, which went unpunished by the referee, which is where I got confused. I've got a message on the old pod beam. Craig Hobbs has said, so close. Keep it up, Brett. Yes, it was so close.
I'm still kind of cannot believe that did not go in. And you know that a goal would be such a confidence booster for Brett as well. So it's one of those when it's not going your way, sometimes it just conspires to keep it out. Here's Brett Williams coming shorter to get the ball to Callum Bourne. And again, there's no quality on that ball forward as he puts it straight out of play, high for a throw.
Yeah, and another comment on the pod beam. Don, so did Naif deserve a yellow card? Yes.
I don't think he can have any complaints about it, to be honest.
Yes, I'd love to try and argue his corner, but there's no arguing.
He's banged to rights a little bit there. Callum Bourne heads forward. Kasimu looks to bring this one down. He's done well there. Takes it inside to Adams. He rolls it back to Freddie Reid. Reid off to Kasimu now. Kasimu wants to come infield. He's kept the ball well.
You can't get a nice run of the ball on this ground. It is bouncing up. Oh!
And that's a late challenge from behind on Sam Griffin. And I think he could be booked for kicking the ball away here. The number 8, Michael Bryant for Bristol Manor Farm. I think he's going to argue that, look, by the time he'd heard the whistle, he was already in the motion. But I do not think that Adrian Harris is going to change his mind.
Yeah, it's just silly, really. There's no need. I mean, I get it with only a few minutes left to play, but we've still got half an hour. It's silly to be going on a booking, but has he actually got the card out? Yes, he has.
I thought he had. It's kind of got his back turned to me, but an opportunity with a deep free kick. Adams flights it into the box. He was looking for Griffin. First header out. Reid looks, challenges for the second. Instead, Tommaso wants to hook this one forward for Medway, who's onside. Medway tries to put the ball in and is charged down and behind for the corner.
Come on, this is the chance now for the Stags. A little bit of momentum, a little bit of fortune there without the offside call. Early corner.
And it's looking for Rob Flukes. It's gone over his head, but he'll be able to be first to this ball. Goes back to Tommaso. Tommaso rolls it out to Flukes here on the right-hand side. Just a little ball turn around the corner for Sam Griffin. Wants to get the ball in. This will be cleared at the second attempt. High for Bristol Manor Farm. Still got not much distance on it. Jake Adams tries to get underneath the ball. Instead, Gosling wins it and goes down, but nothing. The referee's not going to give that. Adams wants to cross deep, looking for Kasimu. Stops the ball brilliantly. Can he get a shot away? He can, but it's too close to the keeper. And John palms it over his bar. But you can tell now the Stags are on the front foot and they are searching and sniffing around for this goal, and it might not be far away.
Yeah, terrific work there from Hisham Kusiumu. We know what he's all about. We know what he can do. He's just taken a small stutter step, left, right, and then he's taken a shot on. And it's really tested Ben John for the first time today.
Here's Reid with the low in-swinging corner with the right foot, and it is poor and it doesn't beat the first man. Bristol Manor Farm will send it forward, looking for Kai Simpson to keep him play on the counter, but it's just going to roll for a throw instead. Disappointing always is when the corner doesn't beat the first player.
I'd be surprised if Dan Sackman isn't berating his players after that. Really had an opportunity to capitalise. Harry Good.
Yeah, sorry, just going to interrupt you for a second because long ball forward for Brett Williams, but Williams can't quite bring that one down. And the ball is hooked clear by Manor Farm. Here's Freddie Reid playing forward again, looking for Brett Williams. Williams just out of his reach and behind for the goal kick. Sorry, Harry, what were you going to say?
Yeah, Harry, tell us a little bit about the reaction from the bench after that abysmal corner.
Yeah, they were very disappointed. They were expecting the ball to probably go in the air towards Brett or the two big centre-backs and try to create a chance, but it didn't even beat the first man.
It looks like we might have a final substitution warming up here for the Stags as well, Harry.
Yeah, Shaq Gwengui's now gone out for a little warm-up. That's his third time during this match, so...
Yeah, he seems to be doing it with a lot more purpose this time as well. Kasimu looking to bring the ball down and is penalised for it, and I've no idea what the referee was looking at there. I know that they've got a tough job, but I'm sorry, I do not understand that at all.
Yeah, this ref continuously, the further and further into this game we're going, he seems like he's the further and farther and farther away from the ball.
Here's Callum Bourne on the right-hand side. Looks to put a high cross in and it is way, way over the bar.
Yeah, just got a little bit too much on that one and it sailed over the bar and into the netting from the car park.
It hasn't been Callum Bourne's game in terms of the end product on delivery so far today, I think.
No, I think he's really accustomed himself really well in the defensive third. He's won all of his challenges. And just when he's in that final third, he's just lacking that end product.
So just under halfway through this second half, the Stags looking for an equaliser, but unable to find it. As yet, Weed intercepted in the midfield. This could be the chance. Looking for Adams. Adams brings it down well. Adams with a little bit of space. Adams shoots. Deflected. Oh. Somehow beaten away. It might fall to Williams. Oh. It's off the post again. This time, John just about got a hand on it. In towards the back post. Looking for Williams. Oh. Headed. Another save from Ben John. This is ludicrous. How is the ball not going into the goal for all of Tottenham, but for Brett Williams especially? He must be cursed.
I just want to go down there and give Brett a big hug.
Oh, and now a late challenge on Ben Jefford from Ben Bament.
And Ben Bament is actioning to the referee that it was a dive. But no, not for me. He is he's now having a conversation with the referee.
Let's talk about what we've just seen. Because first, there was the opportunity from Adams. He cut back inside. It was deflected. Goalkeeper was already on the floor and he stuck out a palm to scoop it away. It thought it might run to Kasimu, laid it off for Williams, flashed a shot at goal and just the fingertip from John to get it onto the post and then back into the area. A great cross this time, stood up for Brett Williams with a powerful header. But again, another flying save from Ben John prevented it from hitting the back of Bristol Manor Farm's net.
Yeah.
Living a charmed life at the moment. The Bristol Manor Farm defence, another high ball and this time it's too deep and Ben John will make that catch a lot more comfortably. But you can tell now that the Stags, they are on it and they are up for it. The question is, can they find a way through?
Yeah, with 25 minutes left, we are seeing the signs that we could see more goals in this game. Unfortunate again for Brett Williams. He's done everything right. He couldn't have done things any differently. A brilliant header down low. A great chance with his right foot. Just tipped onto the post. He's hit the post twice. And he's been denied by a spectacular save by Ben John.
Yeah, even though he hasn't found the net yet, and he could have done so on three occasions, every time he's getting closer, you feel that that's building his confidence. Here's Reid playing it out to left to Ben Jefford. Now Reid has it back into the feet of Jake Adams. Wants to turn it back round the corner for Reid, but that's going to overrun a little bit. Can Reid pinch it back? He combines with Tommaso to win the ball. Bamen appeals to the referee, but nothing doing.
That's exactly why Freddie Reid's been put onto the pitch. He's just a terrier in the midfield.
That's the word I like to use for him as well. Him and Tommaso. It's small in stature, but not small in heart, certainly. Here's Bourne laying the ball back to Freddie Reid, and he's going back now to Bourne. Wants to put the ball high into the box, and again, it's behind the goal for the goal kick.
Yeah, just copy and paste. Again, Callum Bourne's end product has not met expectations. Not only has he failed to find a man, he's failed to keep the ball in play numerous times today. Hopefully, we'll see a change going forward in this game.
Goal kick played short this time. They're going to play it out from the right back area. Looking forward, it looks to me, Harry, like Gwengui is stripped and just about ready to come on.
Yeah, he has had the call. He's about to come on, but I'm not too sure who for. The board has not made any movement at the minute.
If you can get a little bit of inside information and give us the secret signal, it'd be greatly appreciated. Here is Rob Flukes.
My money's on Adam Tommaso. I think we really need to take a midfielder off, put an attacker on, and really go for the throat of this game.
Callum Bourne clears this one downfield. It will stay in play over the head of Jake Adams, though. Bustamata Farm try and play it out. This is nicely done, and it's found its way to Bament, who is caught offside.
Wow, Bament had acres of space there. If he could only just stay onside, he really had a lot of yardage in front of him to run.
Here's Flukes going central to Freddie Reed. He's got an option outside in Bourne. That's where he goes. Bourne trying to drift great one ball in for Brett Williams. That's a great ball from Bourne. Williams shoots, but good work there by John to make himself big and turn the ball behind. That was a much better ball from Callum Bourne. Williams brought it under control brilliantly. Just couldn't find a way to beat Ben John, who's been immense in that Bristol Manor Farm net.
Yeah, Brett Williams done everything right again. He's taken a sumptuous touchdown and hit it low with his right foot. Ben John there again to stop AFC Totten.
Jake Adams with the left-footed corner in high towards the back post. It's going to go over everyone's head, I think, and just going to go out for a throw on the far side. Well, that's not a good corner for the other reason.
I'd be pulling them in at training and getting them to do corners.
I mean, I'm sure they do a lot of work on it, and sometimes it just doesn't come out. Bad news, I'm afraid, at Lark Hall as well.
Yes, Cirencester second in the league, potentially going top after this result. I'd have to look at the goal difference, but Jake Morford has doubled Siren's lead against Lark Hall, and they are now 2-0 up.
Tommaso charges the ball down in midfield. Now Kasimu wants to go back inside. I think Williams is going to be crowded out, but it might go back to Kasimu. Shoots from range, blocked in the penalty area. Cleared onto the chest of Medway. He's now coming forward on his own. Lays it off for Freddie Reed. Smart. Griffin's gone over towards the left-hand side and turns the ball round the corner for Reed. Reed looking a brilliant ball for Griffin with the outside of the boot. Still alive. Yes, no. Behind for the goal kick, says the referee. Brett Williams cannot quite believe that. Griffin with the outside of the boot, put it in towards the near post, looking for Kasimu, and a cloud of bodies there just about went behind, and apparently a Totten player got the final touch.
Yeah, to be honest, I have no idea who got the final touch. Yeah, Hisham Kasimu was inches away from meeting that ball. And Ben John is one of the two Bristol Manor Farm players down, one now, but he will take his time over this and just get a bit more air in the lungs for the Bristol Manor Farm players.
Yeah, I don't think they've got a sub goalkeeper on the bench. So if Ben John was able to go off, that would be a huge problem for Bristol Manor Farm, especially given his performance today.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see who would take his place, actually. I think obviously you need a nice tall goalkeeper.
Generally, yeah.
And with Owen Howe on the bench, I think you bring him on for somebody. Put Owen Howe up front, and Kai goes in goal. But that's not going to happen. Ben John looks absolutely fine, and he's ready to take this free kick.
Yeah. Now Joshua Ford's gone down on is sitting on the turf. I think maybe he's just doing up his laces though, rather than anything more severe. And the referee is looking at his watch there. I think not sure he's entirely happy about just Bristol Manor Farm trying to take time out of this game. Header from Medway goes forward, goes clear. Instead, looking for Rob Flukes, wins the header, goes to Medway, plays it forward to Reed. Now Jefford trying to clear one over the top, looking for Williams, dummies it, and Bristol Manor Farm just about get it clear. Tommaso should win this header in midfield though, as he so often does, despite his small stature. Reed can't poke the ball around the corner, though. It might ricochet here to Tommaso. It's going to be crowded out of it, I think. And two players go down to the turf, and the referee sees six of one and half a dozen of the other. Ball's played to the feet of Kasimu. Can't quite keep it under control.
Ball testing.
Nielsen has to go back to his goalkeeper, John. This ball is high, but not particularly far. Brought down well, though, by Bristol Manor Farm.
Great
good challenge from Ben Jefford. Here's Freddie Reed. Real intensity about the Stags. Can they find a way through? Griffin looks to bring it into the box for Williams. Brings it down, but he is cleared by Manor Farm. Now here's Freddie Reed. Goes to Jefford. Jefford looking in towards the box. Finds Griffin. Stops on a dime. Now cuts it back. Tries to lob the keeper and it's on the roof of the net. An audacious effort there from Sam Griffin. Very nearly caught Ben John out. But still the Stags huffing and puffing but cannot find a way through.
Yeah, really good attempt there from Sam Griffin. He's taken the ball, almost Cruyff turned in past the defender and just looked to send a sumptuous lob over Ben John. And it's just connected with the roof of the goal. So unfortunate.
Harry, any news as to who that substitute might be?
Well,
the ball played through, nearly found its way to Kasimu. John was just about off his line quick enough to scoop it up. Sorry, Harry.
The board is up, but I can't see the board because the body's in the way.
Just go and give Andrew Hanley a little prod for me. And see what he says.
Tell him he's wearing the wrong colour hat today as well.
Here we go, and that is going to be the substitution. What have you got for us, Harry?
Number 15 for number 9.
So Brett Williams is coming off and he can consider himself mighty unlucky because he might well have had a hat trick today. He's played brilliantly, but I guess just maybe just getting some fresh legs on, a bit more pace to really attack that defence.
Big round of applause here for Brett Williams and he deserves it.
Richly
he's done everything
deserved.
But score today. And I will be standing up when he makes his way around from the far side of the pitch. I will be standing up and giving him my applause.
Just getting a bit more pace up top. I think there is another guy to tell you about in the league as well, and it's come at the bottom end of the table.
Yes, and a big, big, big goal for Barnstaple Town. They've gone 1-0 up against Willand Rovers thanks to Harry Baker in the 75th minute.
Owen Howe, of course, now with Bristol Manor Farm, so they're going to have to find goals from elsewhere, and it's Harry Baker who provided it on this occasion. The officials having a little conflab over on the far side.
Are they walking over to our VJ2 by any chance?
No, because he's over in the other corner.
Oh, yes.
So walking? I'm not entirely sure what's happening here.
Something's on the pitch, which shouldn't be. And Lewis Noyce is removing it. I can't see, but it looks like small items, multiple.
Maybe like stone or stones or gravel that have been blown in from the car park, maybe?
Potentially. We'd have to. Maybe we can ask our live reporter to just have a little wander and see what's going on.
Yeah, I think all the players want to get the ball back in play here. They're just waiting for the official say-so. Of course, all this time will be added on at the end of the game, you would hope. Harry, what have you got?
Yeah, I've overheard a conversation. Apparently, some kids were throwing stones over the fence. That's what Lewis Noyce is picking up right now.
Well, that is most uncalled for. Thanks, Harry. See, our man on the scene.
Knows everything, that man.
Little news hound.
Stones over a fence. It's ridiculous, really, and quite frankly, embarrassing. Something you would like to see when you come to watch non-league football.
Here's Flukes trying to drift one in for Sam Griffin. Heads it back in towards the box. Jake Adams brings it down on the chest, and it's just a little bit too far out in front, and Manor Farm clear.
Yeah, did everything right. A great cushioned header from Sam Griffin into Jake Adams, who's chested it, but the ball's just drifted just a couple of inches too far away from him for him to take a chance on goal.
Jefford will have a throw now on the far side, about level with the edge of the penalty area. A couple of players provide the option, and he goes to Kasimu. Kasimu tries to turn his way into some space. Finds Griffin on the edge of the area. Griffin stops brilliantly. He does that so well. He finds Callum Bourne. Drives the ball back into the box. Chested down for Kasimu. Yes! And the back of the net. Hishan Kasimu. A brilliant chest down from Jake Adams. Found Kasimu. And with a first-time left-footed shot, he belted it into the bottom corner. There was nothing Bristol Manor Farm can do. And they have tried so hard to stem the tide. But finally, the pressure has told. It is AFC Tottenham 1, Bristol Manor Farm 1.
And in an instant, the atmosphere here has changed completely. Positivity is reigning over the Snow Stadium.
Number 11, Hishan Kasimu. And you can't say on the pattern of the second half that it hadn't been coming. And now the Stags fans are behind every single kick of the ball. For the home side, there is another goal to tell you about in the bottom of the league as well, with Jack Rhys-Leatherby equalising from the spot for Willand. So Barnstaple and Willand now tied at one apiece. I know I've cut across you there.
No, don't worry. It's yeah, just a game at the bottom of the table. But we had bigger fish to fry at that present moment.
And you cannot say on the there was maybe one good opportunity in the second half for Bristol Manor Farm, but otherwise it's been all Totten, and the second half performance has really earned this, and it's the first substitution being made for the visitors. Ben Bament is coming off. He's worked hard, but hadn't had, you know, too many chances. And coming on, the big, formidable figure of Owen Howe, who you will remember with the last kick of the game, not at the top end, but at the other end of the pitch, rescued a draw for Barnstable here a few weeks ago by clearing the ball off the line.
By clearing the ball off the line, indeed. I was a little bit confused there. Yes, he is a formidable figure, isn't he? He's not the smallest. He's not a small chap at all. He's already getting his weight around. And yeah, if Bristol Manor Farm are going to get 3 points out of this, I'm sure it will come from Owen Howe.
Yeah, you can see why. It's an attacking change, full credit, but we know that, as you said, he's not afraid to help out defensively as well. Tommaso clears this with the outside of the boot, high into the Hampshire sky. Gwengwe can't quite bring it down. I don't think it's going to run for Griffin either, although maybe it will, because Mason Winter got caught under the ball, and he's put the ball forward now for Gwengwe. Turns round the left back, the right back. Still Gwengwe into the area, lays it off for Sam Griffin.
Penalty!
That is a
penalty!
Terrible challenge.
Referee!
How the referee has not given a penalty there, I don't know what he's looking at.
Maybe
the referee can say that Griffin had already played the ball, but that was a late sliding challenge on Sam Griffin, and everyone in the stadium,
everybody,
probably even Manor Farm fans,
everybody
thought the spot kick should have been awarded.
That is one of the most dreadful decisions I've seen on a football pitch.
And look, we appreciate that they have a very difficult job, the referees.
No, he was 2 yards away.
But
easy,
you've
got
to be spotting that.
Easy decision. Woeful, woeful. He'd be very disappointed when he watches that back.
Jake Adams, outswinger with the left foot into a crowded penalty area. Bristol Manor Farm get the first boot there. And Tommaso plays it back out wide to Jake Adams. He's got Freddie Reid making an overlapping run. That's where he's going to go. Reid wants to cut it back. Cut out by the first man in the area, though. And now they'll try and clear.
Everybody back for Bristol Manor Farm.
Yeah, everyone except Kai Simpson and Ben Jefford will just play this calmly back to Lewis Noyce. A few more goals to tell you about in the Southern League Division 1 South.
Yes, we've got a goal at Evesham. Evesham have made it 2-1 against Scholing. Brandon Smalley for Evesham United. And there it is, in black and white, on the video printer. Hisham Kasimu scores for AFC Totten.
Jake Morford has also put Cirencester 3-0 up at Lark Hall. So that game is now done and dusted, you feel. Here's Adams on the edge of the area. Going backwards a little bit. Now goes out to Jefford behind. He's got Sam Griffin.
Roughly 10 minutes to play plus injury time here at the Snow Stadium.
I think my clock's a little bit behind, so I think it's about 7 minutes plus injury time. But of course, we had that lengthy stoppage for the Stones on the pitch. So Kasima tries to turn it around the corner. That time he gets it wrong. This ball's played forward looking for Kai Simpson. Rolf Lukes is going to have to get on his bike defensively. Now he's forcing him out wide. Simpson tries to cut it back into the area. Nielsen turns, kind of catches it on the volley. And he goes down in the box, and if that had been given and the other one hadn't, I think there would have been a riot here at the Snows.
I think my mic would have gone down and I would have gone home.
Tommaso did well, defended well though, stood his ground. Long ball forward. Kai Simpson is going to be offside here, surely. Yes. He is indeed.
Wow, what a half we're seeing here. And this, 1 week before non-league day, this is exactly the type of excitement that you want on a Saturday afternoon.
Right, if the game next week against Biddeford is anything like as exciting as this, we're in for a real treat on non-league day.
Yeah, we've been spoilt today with the action. An absolutely fantastic game for the neutral here.
In beautiful weather, all it needs from a Totten perspective is that extra goal and that 3 points.
Yeah, but again, Totten have been...
Here's Jake Adams coming forward, goes to Callum Bourne, thinks about Adams on the overlap, instead cuts it inside to Kasimu. Still Bourne. Now Jake Adams tries to turn the corner. Nice. He's not quite been able to keep that in play. Good endeavour, but again, just slightly ran out of room.
Yeah, Totten have been, quite frankly, remarkable this second half. They've created numerous chances in comparison to the first half where they failed to test Ben John. Ben John is definitely the front runner for man of the match with some of the saves he's made for Bristol Manor Farm.
Ben John or Brett Williams for me, in my opinion. There also is another goal to tell you about at the top of the table.
Yes, and it's more news that you won't want to hear, Stags fans. Mangotsfield United have gone 1-0 down against Froome Town, and it's Kane Simpson known for his goals, has got another one this afternoon.
Yeah, able to withstand for 80 minutes, but eventually the pressure has told and the Robins have taken the lead at struggling Mangotsfield. And with potentially Barnstable picking up points today, that could be interesting. About 5 minutes left, plus stoppages here. Long throw, goes into the box, flicked on, still not clear. Stanis somehow scooped into the net. Lewis Noyce came for the ball but didn't get there. And Bristol Manor Farm, entirely against the run of play, have taken a 2-0 lead, and I don't think most of the stadium can believe it.
I think it's that man, Owen Howe. The ball's just kind of dropped in front of him. He's thrown himself at it, and it was the most awkward of scorpion kicks. That's probably, yeah, referees.
And it is indeed. Owen Howe has come back to haunt Totten once more. There were a couple of Totten players were appealing to the referee for something. I don't know what. Such a scrappy goal to concede. And it's not the first time we've said that this season.
Yeah, really poor goal to concede. Just losing the second ball. It's very frustrating from a Stags point of view. Again, we're seeing Lilashenko giving instructions.
Which again, we must stress, he is absolutely not allowed to do.
He's not allowed to do. He's been doing it from minute one. Before the match when he was on the pitch with his players. I know it's a little bit salty of us to be bringing this up at this point. But as far as I'm concerned, if you're going to be banned, you should serve your ban and not be doing what he's been doing all day.
So, I mean, that is by the by, but the Stags, who you have to say have really bossed this second half, all of a sudden find themselves behind once more with just under 5 minutes left in the contest.
Yeah, I mean, it only takes a moment to score a goal, and that's been proven there. From nothing, absolutely nothing, and Bristol Manor Farm find themselves 2-1 up.
Ball cleared by Bristol Manor Farm. I don't actually think it is going to go out of play. Lewis Noyce will eventually get there and play it short to his captain, Medway.
It's just such a shame that we could have seen a completely different scoreline.
Maybe should have done.
We should have, definitely. I put my house on him watching that back and telling us that he's made a mistake. But it's not just that.
You know, how Brett Williams didn't get himself on the score sheet today, I don't know.
No, and it's everything that could have gone wrong today has gone wrong. And unfortunately for AFC Totten, it's not by their own kind of efforts. It's football. And there's now roughly kind of 3 or 4 minutes, 2 minutes of regulation time to play before injury.
So going round the corner, trying to take the throw in quickly, but taking a little bit too much territory, and the referee is being very particular about this.
Yes. Just to clarify on the score, Bristol Manor Farm are leading 2-1 here at the Snow Stadium. I believe that I may have read it wrong during the goal celebrations for Manor Farm.
We all make mistakes.
Apparently it wasn't me. I'm being told it was you, Benj.
Did I say 2-0?
Yeah.
Obviously it's 2-1.
I'm being told that the attendance here is 624. Thank you very much for your support here at the Snow Stadium. Another great attendance.
And we're going to need to get every one of those voices behind the Stags now to once more trying to come from behind in this game. Here's Bourne on the right-hand side, taking his time. Makes the overlapping run, tries to get the cross into the box early, and it's cleared out of play for a throw.
Yeah, don't mind that. Absolutely lever it at the Bristol Manor Farm defence and force them to put the ball out of play. Harry Good, coming to you.
There seems to be a 3 minutes of added time I'm hearing.
Well, that is a surprise if it only get 3 minutes of added time. That is a huge surprise.
Yeah, it's...
Here's Jake Adams. Cross into the box is deflected. Flukes has gone forward. It really is all hands to the pump now for the Stags. Ball half cleared for Manor Farm. It's going to drop for the visitors as well. And yeah, remarkably, especially considering we had at least 90 seconds to get the stones off the pitch, there's only 3 minutes of injury time.
I'm really not sure where they've got that number from. Obviously, the officials are in a rush to get home. Handball there from the Bristol Manor Farm. Not given by the referee. his arms wide out to his side and missed again.
Here's Flukes trying to float one over to Ben Jefford, who's making a surging run forward from left back.
Again, Kai Simpson has nipped in front of the defender to win the ball for Bristol Manor Farm. But terrier-like work again there from Adam Tomasso. And he just gets a little push to the head from Owen Howe. Let him know he's there. And with roughly 2.5 minutes left, now or never for the Stags.
Here's Medway. Reed's got a lot of space halfway through the Manor Farm half. Plays it into the feet of Adams. Turns, shoots on the spin, and his shot is just wide. Brilliantly done, and it must have taken a nick on the way through because it's a corner.
Yeah, great touch there with the right foot of Jake Adams to set himself. And he's taken the chance on the half volley. A little nick, and it's literally squirmed to the right of Ben John's goal.
Bolton Rovers has grabbed a late equaliser through that man, Leighton Thomas. So they're now level once more with Lymington. Here's Jake Adams with a high ball into the box. I think Freddie Reid, of all people, got to the header, but he couldn't keep it down, and it's behind for the goal kick.
Ben Jefford got to the header.
Oh, it's Jeffs, excuse me.
Yes, very similar haircuts. But I don't think he thought he was going to get to that. It surprised me when it managed to go through that many bodies to end up on the head of Jeffs.
Yeah, he's not afraid to put himself about in the corner. As John clears the ball long, looking for Howe, and it's out of play for the throw, which of course Jefford will try and take as quickly as possible, throwing it long downfield, looking for Griffin, and Manor Farm win the header, and it deflects off Griffin out for another throw. But this time you can be sure that the visitors will not take this as speedily as the home side were.
No, I'm sure they won't. I'm sure they'll take all the time in the world to get this ball back into play. And that's exactly what they're doing.
Looking for a long throw. Medway wins the header. Bristol Manor Farm just punt it forward. Want the ball firmly up the other end of the pitch. Lewis Noyce kicks it long. He's looking for Flukes, who's staying forward. Header goes as far as Freddie Reid. On the chest. Trying one first time for Adams. Brilliant touch from Jake Adams. Now coming wide. He might lose out here and try and win the ball back against Robbins. Two players just bundle him off the ball, and they play it out off Callum Bourne for a throw.
Yeah, apologies again. I keep forgetting the Podbeam listeners. I do apologise. This is only my second game as co-coms, and I'll be sure if I get an opportunity in the future to remember to read all your lovely comments.
I think we've kind of been so absorbed in the game, it slips our mind. So apologies for that. Bourne with the long throw. He's looking for Griffin. He tries to flick it round the corner. Appeals for a handball. I don't think they're too serious. But Gwengwe pokes it back into play when the players have thought it had gone behind. And this time it will have done off Sam Griffin for a goal kick to the visitors.
I think it was just me arguing for the handball there.
I think it was just you.
I think it actually, genuinely was just me. I don't see anybody else enraged. But frustrating. And it seems like we've ran out of injury time. And by my guess, this kick by Ben John will most likely be the last play of the game.
John lashes it deep. Referee looks at his watch. Still not blown yet. On the head now of Kai Simpson. And Owen Howe nicks through. Shoots from range. And that is way, way wide. But I don't think Owen Howe minds as the referee blows. And they've done it against all the odds. Lilashenko in the stands. Shouts and screams at the top of his voice as Bristol Manor Farm have pulled a proper smash and grab here. For most of the second half, they were up against it, but they held out long enough. Kasimu equalised after an early Ben Bament goal in the first half, and then a scrappy finish, again, not for the first time this season. And it's that man, Owen Howe, on the floor, who somehow scooped and scorpion kicked it past Lewis Noyce, and Bristol Manor Farm have emerged 2-1 victors. What a disappointing afternoon.
Yeah, very disappointing. You summed it up there. And to be honest, there's not much more we can say. Totten gave absolutely everything. Two goals out of nothing. And Bristol Manor Farm will be the happier on the way home. The Barmy Army are...
Farmy Army
are ecstatic. A little bit surprised by the reaction of Lilashenko and his compatriots after the final whistle. looking up to us and those around us and giving it what for. But
I think they've slightly outhoused it today. I'm going to put that slightly delicately.
Grace and decorum of a reversing dump truck
without tyres,
without tyres, and possibly on fire.
But for them, it's a big 3 points as they overtake us now in the league. We were level on points before this game. They have played two more games than us, but you kind of feel that for Tottenham, that might be their title challenge done and dusted, with both Froome and Cirencester winning today. Must say that the Farmy Army have got a decent travelling support with them, which is a long way to come from Bristol. So full credit to them to that. I could see that Dan Sackman and Liam Robinson certainly had some words for the officials after the game as well. Less than impressed with their performance today. And I think that is probably about all we've got time for here on Stags Radio. There's no midweek game for us. We will be back same time next week. 3 o'clock kickoff, so pre-match build-up from 2:45. Music live at 2:30, where we take on Biddeford Town for the first of two games in 4 days.
Be very exciting. This result today has really left a sour taste.
It's a very, very damaging result, made all the more so by the manner in which it happened. Thanks very much for listening to Stags Radio. We hope you enjoy the most of this spring sunshine. We shall see you next week, but your final score here at the Snow Stadium is AFC Tottenham 1, Bristol Manor Farm 2.